Hello?
Oh, hi, Stefan, please.
May I ask who is this?
Yeah, it's Tina from Local Splash.
How can I help you?
Well, we're having trouble processing this month's payment. Is he the only one that handles that, or can you help?
I'm not sure what is happening, but that's a credit card, and it always has funds, but every once in a while we do receive those emails that the payment is not going through.
Oh, I see.
So,
well, it's for the Visa ending in 6952.
Yeah,
that's
it's the same card for 2.5 years now, I believe, that we've been with you, but every once in a while it does show that. So, and I know that you're going to call me next month as well, and then it's going to be resolved, because I don't know, it always around this time, I guess,
yeah.
because we started the agreement, I believe, August, and then August, September, October, even last year, it was the same issue. So,
I see. So do you think that just within the next couple of days it would kind of fix itself, you mean?
Yes, because it's, you know, it's a credit card. It doesn't have any, like, limit, or, you know, it will draw money even if it's, I mean, it's a credit card. I don't know.
Okay, I see. So what I'll
yeah.
do is I'll send you another notification that talks about the payment failing, and it'll have my extension, which is 777, and I'm going to just let it be, you know, for the rest of the week, and I'll circle
mm-hmm.
back to the account either by Friday or Monday, and if it's not, you know, fixed by then, I can follow up with you again. But on your
okay.
end, of course, if anything changes, feel free to call me, okay?
Sure, no problem. And can I talk with someone about some other options for advertising?
Sure. Are you thinking about expanding the advertising and going into, like, a different direction, or what are you thinking?
Well, to be honest, we wanted to exclude the Facebook ads because there is – we only receive spam and nothing else. And we wanted to see if we can allocate those $100 for the Facebook towards the, I don't know, some other either SEO or towards the Google.
Let me see here. I want to check one thing, because we can allocate it towards Google Ads, but our minimum requirement to run Google Ads is 300 a month, not 100. Yeah, so that might be
I know,
a better
but one. I was wondering if I can just, you know, we can add those 200 more.
Sure. So let me fix that right now. I'm going to remove the Facebook ads. And then I'll add the Google ads. So once this payment goes through within the next couple of days, then I'll let that department know to start your Google ads right away. So that way, you know, you'll have a bigger budget.
How do you have experience with that within the budget of 300 for Google?
It does very well as a starting point. So what I mean by that is what they'll do is they'll set a $9 a day cap on it. And the intention there is to make sure that 300 stretches throughout the whole month, and you'll never get an unexpected bill at the end of the month, okay? And then every morning your ads will go up in all of the designated areas, and that will be free. You don't pay anything for it. But once people start clicking on it, money gets taken from the budget. So let's say, for example, you know, the pay-per-click rate is $1 and you have a $9 a day budget. So when 9 people click on it, you would rotate off and somebody else would rotate on. And again, that's a good thing. That will, you know, prevent you from getting that unexpected bill. So it's a definite great starting point. Some people, you know, start with the 300 and they do so well with it, they just keep it there. Other people will call us and say, look, I made, you know, such a high return on that, I want to increase the budget to 500 now, you know?
So
you can...
I'm sorry, I wanted to, when you said it will rotate, so if 9 people click on that ad for the day, so after that, it will spend the funds for those $9 a day, and it will not showing
Exactly.
Yep.
That's exactly right. Yeah. So the nice thing about the ads is you can choose what time of day you want them to run. You can choose where you want them to run. So for instance, let's say that you're in Naperville and you're saying, oh, I want, you know, a 30-mile radius, for example. That will eat up that budget a lot faster than picking maybe 5 or 6 designated areas. So let's say that you're like, hey, I definitely want Chicago and I want, you know, Barrington, and you just pick, you know, some certain targeted areas. That way the budget will last longer for you because you're targeting it. So what I could do is,
but we do have that, right?
Well, if you wanted to, once we apply the ads, you know, when the payment goes through, I can have that department call you back and kind of help you pick and choose, you know, what times of day you want
Lovely.
Them to run and what areas. Okay, you got that.
Yeah.
So then what I'll do is I'll make sure that, you know, once I see that we get the green light, I'll have someone from that department call you back, and they'll help you with getting the ad set up properly. That way you're not just throwing $9 a day out there. You're doing it strategically, right, where it'll bring you more of a return, you know?
Okay, that sounds great.
Sounds and I think you'll like it a lot better than the Facebook ads too. So I think
I cannot deal with those Facebook spams anymore. Like it's awful.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. I actually used to manage the Facebook ads that would come in for our company. So they'd send them to me and they'd want me to follow up on them. And it was all like a lot of stuff that wasn't even like real, you know? But it is definitely good to have it in the beginning. A lot of people for the first year or so will keep it on there just to jumpstart the results, you know, because it will help your Google placement. But now that you're ranking on Google and you have a good placement there in the maps, I think it's perfect timing to, you know, take those off and put the Google ads on instead. I think you'll do very well with it. Okay.
So now when this payment will go, is that for September or it will be for October?
It's the September 27th payment that we're having trouble with. Yeah. So when that goes through, you'll be paid in full until October 27th.
Okay. And then when would you, when do you think the Google ads can start? From October or?
Well, no. They'll start a lot faster because what we say, and they will be for October, of course, because we say within 2 weeks, but I've seen them up before on a special request in like 5 days. So they'll get up very quickly, you know, once we get this payment thing rectified.
All right. No problem. Okay. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. And if some of the budget doesn't get used, then it would carry over into the next month too. Okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
Okay. All right. You're welcome. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.